Be honest. How do you feel about the obese? In a country where the CDC thinks 2 out of every 5 people will be fat in 20 years, it's a question you might want to ponder, not just because of the health risks, but because of the stigma.
Sharon Begley wrote about it for Reuters News Service. She is the senior health and science correspondent for Reuters. Sharon, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sean.
The discrimination against obese people is stunning, isn't it? So is this. You write that it is actually legal in most places.
Sure. You can deny an obese person a job. You can refuse to rent an apartment to someone because he or she is obese. The only state where that's illegal is Michigan. There are a couple of localities that also outlaw discrimination based on weight. But otherwise, you know, it's completely legal.
You know, there was a new survey in the UK, and it finds more than half the doctors don't want their health system to treat obese people for non-emergency health issues. What is happening here?
Well, and something similar has been found in the United States. There are studies showing that physicians, who, you know, you'd think would know better, tend to give the obese less time during appointments. The attitude seems to be, no matter what I tell them, it will fall on deaf ears. They assume that obese people do not adhere to medication advice if the physician writes a prescription. They think that the obese patient is less likely to fill it and to take it as prescribed, which, again, leads to different treatment of the obese. None of it, you know, to their health advantage. So even among healthcare professionals, there is a very ingrained attitude about people who are overweight.
How does the endless criticism affect a person's ability to lose weight?
Well, this is why we did the story. When we started out, because obesity is so much in the news this week, we thought, well, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. Let's explore it. But it turns out that it has very serious repercussions if we want to get serious about combating obesity. So the specific answer to your question is when people who are overweight or obese are constantly pummeled with the message that they're stupid and lazy and it's their own fault and they have no discipline and they have no willpower, you know, it's not that surprising that they feel powerless and unable to do anything about their situation. They overeat, they binge eat, and they exercise less. So it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. Anyone who is serious about rolling back the incidence of obesity in this country, you know, you have to look at how this obesity stigma is an impediment to that.
We have 20 seconds. Oftentimes when we focus a lot of attention on something, attitudes soften. That doesn't seem to be the case here. What do health officials say about that and where to go?
It's really a puzzle, and not only for the reason that you mentioned, Hillary, but also because 2/3 of Americans are currently overweight or obese, and yet even they hold some of these same discriminatory and prejudicial attitudes toward the obese, toward themselves.
Sharon, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Sharon Begley is the senior health and science correspondent for Reuters.